Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I have the zip code on the account you're calling about?
97030.
97030?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. One moment, please. May I have your name, please?
Laura Escalante.
Thank you very much. And would you please verify the shipping address?
3034 Northeast 18th Court, Apartment E, Gresham, Oregon.
Alrighty, thank you very much. So see, on the 2nd of April, you started your 14-day trial for the Pure Mini Pods and smartwatch. I do see that the account is canceled.
Yeah, I canceled it a long time ago.
Yes, ma'am. Looks like the bank, your financial institution, charged those charges back. So you would need to call them to, I guess, see why they did that.
Well, so I just call and dispute it?
I'm sorry?
I just call and dispute the charges?
Well, it looks like you did dispute the charges, and I guess this is the result of that dispute. But yes, ma'am, you would need to contact your bank or card company.
So if I call them and dispute the charges again and tell them that I canceled it in time, you guys aren't going to dispute that?
Well, so we can't do anything about it. We could have, like, I mean, if we would have gotten to it before the bank, but since the bank has closed out, there's nothing further we can do.
But my question is if I call the bank and say I canceled that before, like last month, and it shouldn't have been charged again, it's a whole new card that I have since I did that.
Yeah, it wasn't charged again. What it looks like, I mean, your bank could better explain this, but I guess you filed a dispute regarding the charges. The bank issued you a temporary credit while they investigated the charges. And they decided the charges were valid somehow, so they placed the charge back.
But your company would have to say that the charges are valid for them to say the charges are valid.
Well, they the bank determines if the charge is valid, not us.
That doesn't make sense. Okay, I will call the bank. Thank you.
No problem.